Good morning. Yeah. I'm Kelly. Does anybody hear sleep talk?
I have.
Okay. I don't.
And I'm told so. When I do it, my eyes are open and it looks like I know exactly what I'm doing, but I rarely remember it.
So I have been dating somebody. We're long distance, so we've only ever had probably like, I don't know, a couple weeks where we actually shared a bed. And he's Spanish, so he sleep talks in Spanish, which is adorable. He also does this thing when he first wakes up, he can't speak English because he's just like, no comprende, I can't do it right now. Like, I
brain's just not working.
He has to concentrate a little more on it.
He's like, yeah, it's very funny. But my roommate, she sleep screams.
Oh,
geez. It's startling, especially at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I say that because this morning, after her and her girlfriend went to bed watching that terrifying new show on Netflix, Something Really Bad Is About to Happen or whatever it's called. I don't do scary stuff. I walked in from book club last night. They were like, sit down. I lasted for 5 minutes and said, I'm going to bed. I can't do this. And woke up this morning, was getting ready for work, brushed my teeth, walked out of the bathroom. And all I heard was, no. And I was like, oh, my God. The hell was that?
Like, not from the TV, but your roommate.
My roommate had shot up in bed, screamed no, and then fell right back to sleep. So I texted her when I got in this morning, and I said, I just need you to know that I walked out of the bathroom this morning and almost died of a heart attack when you jumped out of your bed or in your sleep and said no. It was terrifying while also hilarious. And she said, I knew that show was going to give me weird dreams. I'm like, that sounds like you have more than weird dreams. That sounds like you were terrified. I just heard, no! And then nothing else. It was just a scream. It was amazing.
That's no.
When,
yeah, no bueno.
When I first started dating my ex-wife, I was doing a morning show at first, and then I was doing these games where I'd ride on a bus way out into the middle of Nebraska, get back at 1 o'clock in the morning, then sleep and go in and do the morning show at 6. And I don't know if that's why, because I didn't stop doing it when I was getting more sleep, but I'm told I shook her awake at night, maybe an hour and a half after I had gotten home. And I said, you're my favorite offensive rebounder. And she said, what? And I go, you're my favorite offensive rebounder. She went, I don't know what that means. Good night. And then I went back to sleep. And when she told me it the next day, I'm like, I kind of remember. But
did you then tell her, I stabbed you first?
I hope I didn't talk to
you. I stabbed you first.
I don't know that I've ever met two people, meaning you and your ex, who had more conversations asleep. Because you would talk several times about things she would say, too. And I'm like, man, I've never had these moments before. I'm sure I've said something out loud before, or I'm sure I've been with somebody who has said something maybe like indecipherable, where it's like, you know, but not sentences like you guys. It was fascinating.
You know, which one creeps me out is Kayla sometimes at night, if she's having a dream and maybe it's something scary in the dream, she'll scream, but really, really quiet like this.
Weird. Nope.
That's weird.
And I'm like, have to wake up. I think you're in a bad dream.
That's more scary than if she would have just been like,
like a real scream.
Yeah, but like even whispering it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From what I'm told, I just laugh. Like I chuckle like a lot. Well, at least I used to.
Like
I guess I don't know if I do anymore. No, like I was like in my mind, I'm seeing something hilarious, like a television show or Anchorman or something. I'd be like, yeah. And then fall back asleep.
Jazz flute.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm funny. I said something hilarious.